Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, digging around in the Bugle archives once again. We're going back to March 2010 now, and John and I checked the pulse of America as a landmark bill was passed. Its significance was clear, thanks to an F-bomb from one Joe Biden.
Top story this week. Health in the USA. They've now got health in the USA.
I think you've proved my point about the National Youth Theatre.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Andy, they said it couldn't be done. Some said it shouldn't be done. Others said it had to be done. Many said it wouldn't be done. And some are still saying it might not yet definitely be done. But last week, President Obama signed a new healthcare bill into American law. And Andy, it's hard to put into words the magnitude of this bill passing. There's no one single phrase which encompasses the gravity of this development. Oh, hold on. No, it's very easy, because it's already been expressed with elegant perfection by Vice President Joe Biden, a man who so often has the appropriate bon mot, and when necessary on occasion, who said to Obama, moments before he signed the historic bill, in front of TV cameras, and clearly picked up by the microphones, he said, and I quote, "This is a big deal." And you know what, Andy? He's right. It is a big deal. Even if, in trying to sell it to a nervous American public, the whole idea was to pretend it was not quite as big a f***ing deal as it clearly f***ing is. The point is, though, he's f***ing right. It's f***ing huge. It's as big as it is unsurprising that something like that came out of his f***ing mouth.
So Joe Biden dropped the F-bomb. Would you say this is as momentous as when Harry Truman dropped the A-bomb?
Yeah, more so. Right. More so, Andy. Much more so.
Will the fallout be as devastating?
It depends. Are you referring to the time that Harry Truman called someone an ass munch?
No, I was talking when he actually dropped the A-bomb on
Oh,
Japan.
No, well, it's less than that.
Right, OK. But will Biden that. Follow up by dropping another F-bomb 3 days later just to prove that he meant it the first time?
Maybe. You can't underestimate the significance of this, though, Andy. This has been the first major promise that the Obama administration has kind of kept. And it's going to affect the lives of millions of Americans. It's definitely a step in the right direction towards the kind of healthcare people deserve, even if the destination is still depressingly far away. It has been hard to justify how the richest nation on the planet can have so many of its citizens without health insurance. It's hard to justify in the same way that it's hard to hold your breath underwater for 15 days. It's hard because it can't be done. It's absolutely genetically impossible.
So the Republicans clearly strongly opposed the bill, claiming it was firstly too expensive, secondly that they just hate the poor. And attorneys general from 13 states have begun legal proceedings to stop the government extending the health insurance to 32 million povs and plebs, I believe is the term they used.
That's the official term.
On the grounds that it's unconstitutional to deprive wealthy Americans of the satisfaction of watching the suffering of those less well off than themselves.
What's the point of being rich?
The way I see it, the poor contribute a tiny fraction to the GDP of America. Why bother keeping them unnaturally alive?
Yep. Obama apparently also received a death threat over Twitter. Except, I mean, that's not really a genuine story, is it? Or a genuine death threat. Death threats should be issued anonymously with cut-out letters from newspapers, not publicly by someone who's just a bit bored. The truth is, someone wrote something stupid on Twitter, everyone read it, and now the guy's under investigation. It's like when a child says, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. Sometimes the best thing to do is just call their bluff, open the door and say, OK, out you go then, before they then scuttle back into the living room. And with this crackpot, you almost want to say, all right, here's a gun, there's the Oval Office, knock yourself out, and just watch him say, oh, forget it, you're so annoying. If you need me, I'll be in jail. It almost makes you want to do that. Not quite, almost.
Just remind me never to let you babysit my kids, John.
And not to be left out, Minority Whip Eric Cantor released a statement a couple of days ago saying, just recently, I've been directly threatened. A bullet was shot through the window of my campaign office in Richmond this week, which seems strange. You know, who would care enough about Eric Cantor either way to want him dead? And he didn't provide any more details, and you could see why when more details started emerging. The police pointed out the office below his was struck by a bullet at 1 a.m. with absolutely no one in the building. And it also showed that the bullet was fired into the air and struck the window in a downward direction, landing on the floor about a foot from the window. It was struck with enough force to break the window pane, but did not penetrate the window blinds. Wow! He's right, Andy. That was a near-death experience. He's a hero, albeit a hero who wasn't present, did nothing, and was under zero risk. He is technically closer to death now than he was before that happened, but only due to the unremitting march of time.
Well, but, you know, it starts from these things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, first John F. Kennedy steps on a twig. Yeah, a few years later, the rest is history.
Exactly. And Minority Leader Boehner, again, has responded to this, saying, I know many Americans are angry over this healthcare bill and that Washington Democrats just aren't listening, but as I've said, violence and threats are unacceptable. That's not the American way. Oh, really? Try telling that to anyone wearing a red coat in Boston in the late 1700s, because it sure as shit felt like it was the American way then, as a crowd surged towards you with a barrel of tar and a bag of feathers. No, I'm not over it!
You're bringing him down from the inside, John.
I was actually down in D.C. the day after the vote took place, and I've got to say, it was a huge disappointment. Where were the tanks with Obama's face plastered down the side? Where were the communist flags?
I think the thing with Biden, though, is we have to just be clear what he was talking about when he said this is a large f***ing deal. Mm. Was it large or big? Because, I mean, that could make all
big,
the difference. Big.
Big.
Because I quoted as large deal over here. I don't know if they've just moderated that for the British audience.
I think they've tried to change the wrong word for politeness.
Yeah, big old deal. It's a big old deal. But I think we've got to ask, what was he actually talking about? Because was it really the healthcare bill? Because surely, being a politician, he'd have phrased it, not, this is a big f***ing deal, but this is an historic moment for the people of our country and a defining moment in your presidency. No, to me, John, the language, this is a large f***ing deal, suggests he was talking about something else. Maybe something personal that's affected his ability to do his job as vice president. Maybe Obama's picked up on the success of Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel's naked lobbying, as discussed in Bugle 107, and asked Biden to go tackle out whenever they're talking about stuff in the Oval Office. And maybe Biden feels compromised and Obama says, no, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. The words are the same, whether you've got your underpants on or not. But Biden insists this is a large f***ing deal. And if you really turn up the volume on the microphones, you can then hear Obama whisper back to him, what have you got to be ashamed of, Joe? Or is it that Biden has become obsessed with fantasy baseball and is trying to persuade Obama to trade his two-star pitchers for Albert Pujols? Or was he
that
mis-
would be a big deal.
Was he misheard, John? Was what he actually said was, this is assuming it was a large deal, this is a large deal, referring to a proposal with the British government to instigate a cultural exchange programme between our two great nations, and under the first swap, America gets fat 1980s British comedian Eddie Large, and we get in return ace American horror novelist Stephen King. Straight swap.
So what's the way ahead for the Republicans now? Well, they've said they're going to withhold all Republican cooperation from Democrats in the Senate in retribution for them using reconciliation. And that is very childish. I'm not playing anymore. I'm taking my ball home. Also, they may try to delay the bill and get it sent back to the House by attaching a ridiculous number of amendments to it. And all they'll need is for one amendment to get voted on by Democrats and the whole thing goes back, which means that you get proposed amendments like Amendment 3556 from Republican Tom Coburn, which is solely designed to be difficult for Democrats to say no to. It is, and I promise you this is true, an amendment proposing outlawing Viagra to paedophiles.
Is that wrong, John? Are you saying paedophiles should get Viagra?
Exactly! It's a perfect trap they've set. The exact wording is amendment to reduce the cost of providing federally funded prescription drugs by eliminating fraudulent payments and prohibiting coverage of Viagra for child molesters and rapists and for drugs intended to reduce abortion. Stay classy, Coburn. Stay classy. No Viagra for paedophiles. I've got to say, Andy, I'm not sure you can get lower as a politician than that. I think he just bottomed out.
Might not be such a bad idea. I guess it makes them easier to spot.
He also proposed that there should be an official one-in, one-out policy for hiring government bureaucrats, saying an amendment to require that each new bureaucrat added to any department or agency of the federal government for the purpose of implementing the provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act be offset by reduction of one existing bureaucrat at such department or agency. What? Hold on, Coburn. This is the legislature, not an overcapacity nightclub. What the f*** are you doing?
Thank you for listening to Top Stories. Discover more from the Bugle Empire at thebuglepodcast.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.